Good evening. I'm Daniel Vandenberg, ZL2DRV in New Plymouth.
And I'm Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL in Upper Hutt.
And I'm Stephen McNeil, ZL4HD from Christchurch.
And I'm Jim Meacham, ZL2BHF in Nelson. And together, we bring you the NZART official broadcast for July 2024. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to tonight's broadcast. Leading the lineup tonight, Presidential Comment. Here's our NZART President, Daniel Vandenberg, ZL2DRV. Daniel?
Good evening, and Pōmāra today. We are over halfway through winter. I hope everyone is staying warm and well as we await spring. The International Lighthouse Lightship Weekend is fast approaching. This happens on August 17th and 18th. Over the years, many have enjoyed working from lighthouses all over New Zealand, and I hope 2024 will continue to see many hams participating in this fun weekend. The national system has been recognised as a critical asset to amateur radio in New Zealand and has a high degree of importance during emergencies throughout New Zealand. Providing the equipment is maintained to a high standard. Parts of the national system are ageing, and as equipment ages, its resilience also wanes. AREC has offered to assist with enhancing works performed on the national system, including replacement on aged repeaters, feed lines and antennas. For more information, please contact your AREC regional manager to assist you with making an application. Assistance from AREC cannot be guaranteed due to demands on their funds and availability of resources and people. However, if an application is made and they are able to see the benefit in supporting infrastructure resilience enhancements, they may be able to contribute. Initial focus will likely be on high-risk sites. Equipment ownership and liabilities will remain with the branch. That's it from me this month. Back to you, Jim.
Thank you, Daniel. Daniel Vandenberg, ZL2DRV, President, NZART. Advice tonight from Dennis at L1UET. Details at the Hamilton Branch 12 Amateur Radio and Electronic Market Day is to be held on Saturday, the 31st of August, at the Gordonton Hall, 1024 Gordonton Road, and that's State Highway 1B. Now the event is open to vendors from 8 a.m. Selling commences at 10 a.m. $2 entry and raffle at the door. Now contact details, mail to P.O. Box 606, Waikato Mail Centre, Hamilton 3240. Now you can email branch.12@nzart.org.nz. branch.12@nzart.org.nz. Or you can telephone Warwick on 021 139 1431. 021 139 1431. That's the Hamilton Branch 12 Amateur Radio and Electronics Market Day, Saturday, the 31st of August, at the Gordonton Hall. Well, it's to Upper Hutt we go now, and join our NZART business manager, Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL.
Kia ora, Jim, and kia ora tātou. Greetings, everyone. As from the 1st of August, all membership subscriptions for 2025 will either be emailed to members who have supplied an email address or posted to those who do not have an email to their physical address. There are quite a number to be sent out, and our accounting system can only handle a certain number per day, so we will be emailing over a period of 5 to 7 days to make sure we don't break the system like I did last year. Unfortunately, our accounting package was treated by ISPs as spam due to the sheer volume, so we decided to stagger the mail out via email over a week. In summary, for those members who have supplied an email address, please check daily from 1 August for your invoice. It may go directly to your junk or spam folder. Only transmitting, non-transmitting, and family memberships are eligible for the $15 discount. Payment must be received by the 30th of November this year to be eligible for this discount. Therefore, if you receive an invoice for an individual member, $125, or a family membership, $145, which includes primary and family members, please pay the correct equivalent, 110 or 130. Lastly, on subscriptions, I am pleased to advise that Council resolved at the recent AGM that student membership is reduced from $50 per year to $10 per year. Please continue to encourage and mentor these young people in your branches, as they are the future of NZART and amateur radio. This will be my last official broadcast recording for a couple of months, as I will be away from the 26th of August until the 17th of October. I'm finally doing my long-awaited OE around the UK and Europe. I do leave you in the capable hands of Sarah Jane, who can be contacted by email admin@nzart.org.nz or by the usual phone number 04939 2189. While I'm away, Warren Harris will process all call sign allocations, so should your branch be holding a ham cram, please send all applications to warren@zl2aj.com. Warren will then advise Sarah Jane to complete the membership process and post out certificates. Well, that's about it from me this month, Jim. Kia tupato, kia hoki mai, ra anu, aho. Take care until I return. Back to you, Jim.
Thank you, Debbie. Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL, reporting from NZRT headquarters. Now to a summary of this year's Sangster Shield results from the contest organiser, Glenn Kingston, ZL2KZ. Firstly, Glenn says a big thanks to all who took part this year. He received 18 entries this year, a record 95%, out of a total of 19 participants across 11 branches. Central and Southern regions seem to have had the best band conditions this year. Glenn says he experienced good band conditions himself on both nights. Reports were mixed from comments received. Now, no VK contacts were recorded by any entrants. This was a surprise after last year's steady rise to 16 claims in total. Maybe the lack was due to the supermagnetic storms in previous weeks. To the Open Section leaderboard, and congratulations go to our Open Section winner, Jeff Clark, ZL3GA. Second place go to Glenn Kingston, ZL2KZ. And third, equal places to Mike Birch, ZL2AUA, and Bill Cousins, ZL3VZ. An Open Section winner, Jeff, ZL3GA, automatically wins the Arthur Stevens South Island Trophy this year, with Bill Cousins, ZL3VZ, in second place, and Barry Davenport, ZL2LN, in third. There was a reasonable slew of South Island entrants this year, but only one, Greg Walsh, ZL4GW, from the Deep South. Now, Jeff Clark, ZL3GA, is our NZRT contest manager, and this is his first Open Section and South Island win. He operated portable both nights from his caravan at Conway Flat. Two operators qualify for the Transistor Trophy, first-time Sangster entrants, this year. Congratulations to winner Ben Gilbert, ZL4BDG, and second, Greg Walsh, ZL4GW. Ben observed that this was a great gentle introduction to his first CW contest. Only a few contacts separated both entrants, but Greg missed three North Island branches from his Deep South location, and Ben only missed two. Interestingly, they also did not work each other. The Tony Fletcher ZL2ALJ Memorial Trophy Branch Award this year heads south to Branch 22 Marlborough Amateur Radio Club with three entrants, ZL3VZ, ZL1AZB and ZL2GVA, with a combined score of 12,000 points. North Canterbury Branch 68 came close with 11,850. Three branches qualified with three or more entrants. Amazingly, Whangarei Branch 28 had four entrants and one other participant, ZL1HX, for a short period. The 11 qualifying active branches were 16, 22, 24, 28, 30, 46, 50, 63, 68, 84 and 88. All qualifying branches were active both nights. As per NZRT website rules, PDF certificates will be emailed to the relevant winners and place getters. The branch trophy is an engraved miniature commemorative plaque and will be posted as usual. Thanks for that report, Glenn. Glenn Kingston, ZL2KZ, the Sangster Shield contest organiser. Remember to look out for the Sangster information in Break-In and on the NZRT contest websites. Now for an update on international amateur radio news, we join the team at the Amateur Radio Newsline.
We begin this week with a look at solar storms. And as almost everyone knows, we've had more than our share of CMEs in this part of the solar cycle. NASA has begun trying to better understand radio waves detected coming from coronal mass ejections, and now they have the tool to help them. We learn more about it from Ralph Squillaci, KK6ITB.
The unprecedented use of a research tool in space known as low-frequency radio interferometry is helping NASA scientists track radio waves emanating from coronal mass ejections. The mission is known as CURIE, an acronym for CubeSat Radio Interferometry Experiment. Designed by scientists from the University of California, Berkeley, CURIE's two small spacecraft launched from French Guiana aboard a European Space Agency Ariane 6 rocket making its inaugural flight. This is the first space mission looking specifically at the origin of these radio signals, which are commonly detected during solar flares, CMEs, and solar storms. CURIE's two CubeSats are designed to capture the radio waves and triangulate them to determine their point of origin. Scientists are hoping that their findings can help better predict disruptions in communications as a result of rough solar weather. This is Ralph Squillaci, KK6ITB.
Congratulations to Christian Leuven of Dulzburg, Germany. Christian successfully passed his licensing exam on the 24th of June and has become the country's first entry-level Class N amateur radio operator. Class N amateurs have access to 70 centimeters, 2 meters, and 10 meters. They may operate at a maximum of 10 watts. In Indonesia, a group of hams is preparing for a weekend de-expedition with a special call sign to mark the Republic's Independence Day. Jim Meechan, ZL2BHF, brings us the details.
Pari Island, a stingray-shaped island in Indonesia, is set for a de-expedition in August, celebrating the 79th anniversary of the Republic's independence. Some members of ORARI, the National Society for Amateur Radio, plan a full four-day weekend event beginning on the 16th of August with a flag ceremony on the 17th. Operators will be calling CQ with the call sign 7E79RI on 6HF bands and 1VHF band. The hams are members of ORARI's local East Jakarta group, YH0AD. Announcing the trip in one of the forums in QRZ.com, M. Faris Suwanto, YC0SJA, said that the de-expedition could be combined with a family trip since the island is also a popular spot for tourists. Pari Island is part of the Seribu Island Group, IOTA number OC-177. Indonesian nationalists declared the republic to be free of rule by the Dutch on the 17th of August, 1945. According to the United States Indonesia Society, it is the world's third largest democracy. This is Jim Meechan, ZL2BHF.
For now, with Karen Eve Murray, KD2GUT at the news desk in New York, and our news team worldwide, I'm Paul Brown, WD9GCO in Valparaiso, Indiana, saying 73. And as always, we thank you for listening. Amateur Radio Newsline is copyright 2024. All rights reserved.
And as always, we say thank you to Newsline for the use of their copyright material. A reminder tonight that the Nelson Amateur Radio Club Branch 26 is hosting Westfest 24 in Murchison over the weekend of September 7th and the 8th. This technology and social event will kick off on Saturday the 7th of September with registration and morning tea starting at 9 a.m, technology talks commencing at 10. Westfest will conclude around 12:30 p.m. on Sunday the 8th. While there is no official registration to complete to attend Westfest 24, it would be appreciated if you could email a quick note to Stuart, ZL2STR, STROBNZ, @gmail.com, indicating your plan to attend. This will assist the team with numbers to plan for. That's coming soon, Westfairs 24, in Murchison on the 7th and the 8th of September. Down to Christchurch now to update on activities of some NZRT branches. Here's Stephen, ZL4HG.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. Welcome to another roundup of news from your area. And we start with the Franklin Amateur Radio Club, NZRT Branch 10, where the August General Meeting will be held on Tuesday the 20th of August, starting at 7:30pm. The speaker for the night is Philip Sharp, ZL1PSH. His topic will be how to get more people activating parks, summits, lakes and other outdoor features in the Auckland region. New Plymouth Branch 27 has its next meeting on Tuesday the 20th of August and will be held on Zoom. The speaker will be Graham ZL2TE and the topic is Using the Tiny SA, a guide to using a spectrum analyzer and the difference between this device and an oscilloscope. Napier Branch 25 NZRT has its next meeting on Wednesday, August the 7th, and after the usual club business, there will be a show and tell, where you can bring anything along that will be of interest to the group. There's no contest, just for interest's sake, followed by some chat and a cuppa. And this meeting will be held at the Latham Street Clubrooms at 7:30pm. All are welcome. Down the South Island now, and Marlborough Branch 22 NZRT has its next meeting on Thursday the 8th of August. And the subject, Winlink with Greg, and that's 7:30pm at the Emergency Operations Centre on 4 Wither Road. And finally to Otago Branch 30 NZRT, which has a number of activities going on in August. On Wednesday the 7th of August, the topic will be the N1MM logging system that the club will be using at Shag Valley. Bring your laptop along. And on the 21st of August, Alan ZL4MD will talk about other linking protocols. And those events are at the clubrooms at McAndrew Road in South Dunedin. Well, that's all from me. Back to you, Jim.
Thank you, Stephen. Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG. Reporting from Christchurch. The next official broadcast of NZART will be made by ZL6A at 8pm on Sunday the 25th of August. This is ZL6A, headquarters station of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, concluding the official broadcast for July 2024. Good night, everyone. Good night now.